Chapter 6.1, Translator, Zia, Editor, Zia, after Sen Tunzhou's death, it was Xiao Qingyan who had to collect his body, to be more precise, Sen Tunzhou had threatened Xiao Qingyan and forced her to do so. At that time, Sen Tunzhou was a thorn in the side of many people. The Emperor Xiao Rui was wary of his power, Princess Xiao Qingyan was disgusted by his actions, and even his sworn brother, Sen Yi, upon learning that he was the one who killed their father, wished for his death. Surrounded by enemies, that was his fate. So, on the Yuan festival that year, Xiao Qingyan could never have imagined that Sen Tunzhou would come to find her before going to the palace banquet. As always, she didn't think twice and ordered people to drive Sen Tunzhou away, not wanting to see him on this auspicious festival day and ruin her mood. After driving him away, she complained to her husband, saying that the person with the surname Sen was intentionally provoking her. Her husband was helping her with her makeup when he was about to reply but suddenly heard something. In an instant, the precious jeweled hairpin worth 10 gold coins in his hand was thrown out like a hidden weapon. However, the intruder was also skilled in martial arts and evaded the hairpin. Taking advantage of the moment, Xiao Qingyan's husband pulled out a long sword hanging on the wall and swung it directly at the unexpected visitor, forcing him to retreat. As the person was about to fall into the courtyard, he finally raised his hand, snapping the long sword aiming for his life. In the process, he skillfully caught the broken blade that was thrown away and attacked Xiao Qingyan's husband's neck. Unfortunately, Xiao Qingyan's husband was not an easy person to deal with either. His martial arts were even more unconventional than the intruder's, and it seemed like both of them would end up injured. Suddenly, a long whip broke the air, making a sharp sound as it separated the two and accidentally hitting the intruder. Hiss! Sen Tunzhou, who had climbed over the wall, was left with a bloodstain on the back of his hand by the long whip. Too unfair to take on two opponents at once, Sen Tunzhou complained. Xiao Qingyan, holding the whip, really wanted to pry open Sen Tunzhou's brain to see what was inside. He had broken into someone else's mansion, yet he had the audacity to challenge the mansion's owner one-on-one. However, those sarcastic words dissolved in Xiao Qingyan's throat before she could speak them out. Finally, she said only one word, leave. Sen Tunzhou lowered his head, holding his injured hand, and said, I have something to discuss with you. Xiao Qingyan remained cold-faced and replied, we are not on the same side, there's nothing to discuss. The tension in the air lingered, but Sen Tunzhou smiled. In that case, let's not discuss it, he said, lifting his gaze. His eyes were still captivating, but there was a faint trace of weariness in them. Not waiting for Xiao Qingyan to ponder the meaning behind that hint of weariness, she was provoked by Sen Tunzhou's next words. Sen Tunzhou said, do me a favor. Sure, he can do that. Now it's turned from negotiation to a straightforward command, right? Xiao Qingyan almost burst out laughing in anger, I'm not a maid in your noble household. Sen Tunzhou replied, if my maids could handle it, I wouldn't have come to you seeking help. Xiao Qingyan exclaimed, Sen, Tun, Zhou, Sen Tunzhou looked very helpless, nothing works, if you still refuse, I'll have to report the identity of your marquis husband to His Majesty. From negotiation to a favor, and then from a favor to a threat, very well, that's so much like Sen. Xiao Qingyan was indeed caught in Sen Tunzhou's grasp. Her marquis husband had a surface identity as a civilian man she had forcefully taken from the street, but in reality, he was an assassin from another country. Although he was now devoted to her, if this matter came to the emperor's attention, she feared it would come at a significant cost for her to safely keep her marquis husband. The marquis, standing nearby, raised his broken sword once again, and this time, Sen Tunzhou keenly felt the chilling murderous intent. Xiao Qingyan pressed the marquise's hand and gritted her teeth, saying, speak. It would have been better if you had agreed earlier, but you had to force me into being the bad guy, Sen Tunzhou said, taking advantage of the situation without fearing Xiao Qingyan's reaction. He knew too well how this couple had come this far, even to the extent of having served as a military advisor to Xiao Qingyan, helping her directly capture and imprison people. The fact that he could come up with such wicked ideas was a testament to how good their relationship once was. Many people even thought that Sen Tunzhou would marry the princess. Unfortunately, things didn't go as planned, and their good relationship eventually turned into a complete rupture. The root of their estrangement was Mingda Academy. When Sen Tunzhou established Mingda Academy, the late emperor was still alive. The late emperor asked him why he wanted to create an academy for women when women didn't need to take the imperial examinations. Sen Tunjo replied, "Women may not need to take the imperial examinations, but they have to get married. If they don't learn some principles and broaden their horizons, how can they manage their households well for their husbands?" With these words, he directly labeled women as objects for men, as if a woman's lifelong value was tied solely to her husband. When these words reached Xiao Qingyan's ears, they disgusted her deeply. She wanted to confront Sen Tunjo, but he was busy with official duties and didn't see her. This angered her even more, leading her to seize control of Mingda Academy for herself. As time went on, Sen Tunjo's words and actions increasingly puzzled Xiao Qingyan. They also often had differing political inclinations, leading them to drift further apart, eventually becoming antagonistic towards each other.